Hey, good morning. You're listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson.
Hi, everyone.
Producer Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
Hey.
What's up, girl?
Hi.
Here.
It's great.
Since we're about to get into the beat, you pick a chord and I'll play a chord for us to enter us into the beat.
Okay, D.
D, okay. Sweet Home Alabama.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Okay, here's a little name drop for you. You mentioned Sweet Home Alabama. I one time got to sing with two of the Van Zandt brothers to that song.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to sing that song?
Yep. They played it in studio.
Wow. That's
when I worked at Hee Haw. That was real fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah, good times. Lil Nas X is releasing a children's book. This sounds so cute, you guys.
I'm listening.
Yeah. So it's called C is for Country.
Okay, Donna, I don't already think like, oh, this is great. So tell me more things.
Oh, thank you. Okay, C is for Country. It's coming out in January, and it's written by him. It's illustrated by a guy named Theodore Taylor III.
Fun fact about me, every time I read my kids a book, I read the author and illustrator before we start. Continue!
The cover features him holding a guitar and riding his horse. And it's the story about Lil Nas X and Panini the Pony on a joyous journey through the alphabet from sunup to sundown.
Oh, wow.
Wide open pastures, farm animals, guitar music, cowboy hats, all things country in his debut book. Perfect for music lovers learning their ABCs and for anyone who loves his style.
Huh.
C is for Country.
That's fun.
It looks really cute. I link this up for everybody on the show links page, okay? That is my contribution to the beat today.
Okay.
Bye.
Now. Bye.
Bye.
Steve?
These are the chords to Old Town Road. Yeah. I should have played this while you sang the song.
I don't know the words. Nailed it. Okay, now tell me about this auction.
This is weird. So do you remember it was the last like photo session ever of Notorious B.I.G. where he's wearing a crown? Do you remember that at all? You remember that image?
Yeah, sort of. I could see a T-shirt, actually.
Okay, yeah, and then you may have seen that photo shoot that then gets put on to people's T-shirts and things like that. So it's the crown costs $6.
Yeah,
that's all.
right.
Costs $6.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just one step up from a Burger King crown. It's just a crown, little dinky thin.
You could get
crown.
It like at the dollar store or Dollar General.
Well, the photographer who originally bought it for that shoot said, look, this crown is a novelty item. I bought it at a place on Broadway called Gordon's. Without Biggie, the crown would not be worth what it is. He only paid $6 for it, but it just sold at auction for $594,000.
What?
That's a good return on investment, guys. It's like a penny stock.
Holy crap. Who paid that much money for a $6 crown?
So he's really into Biggie.
I guess.
But man, just get another $6 crown and be like, this is the crown.
Yep.
The style of crown. And you just work on how you say it to your friends when they come over. This is the style of crown that Biggie wore in his last photo shoot. Can you believe I have access to this?
Wow.
So that's a nice return. Now, also in the world of hip hop and overpriced things, making people go crazy. You know, Travis Scott released the Chicken McNugget pillow earlier this week.
I've heard about this.
So he's got like this special McDonald's meal that's out there. And you can purchase a chicken McNugget body pillow for all my pregnant ladies. All my pregnant ladies. You know, you need a body pillow when you turn, and it helps to keep your legs separated so that your hips don't have as much pressure. And your hips don't lie in a thought of the baby dirt. Shakira. He sold a chicken McNugget version of it for $90. It's sold out. And it looks like a giant chicken McNugget.
I've never even heard of this.
Just like a giant chicken McNugget. So they sell out of these McDonald's special items. And now people are trying to resell them for as much as $450 on places like eBay. But, pro tip, if you want the chicken McNugget body pillow from Travis Scott and McDonald's collaboration, hold tight. They're likely going to be making more of them.
Right.
So don't feel like you have to shell out $450.
Thank you. Master tip.
That could be a cool rap.
Master tip? I don't know.
Coming to the stage, master tip, man.
I don't know.
Come on.
Steve, you could frost your hair again and call yourself Master Tips.
Then you
do your tipsy segment as Master Tips.
Okay.
P Master Tip. I don't know what's happening to us this week. It's been quite the disaster. Here we go.
It now is a musical interlude. Is this P Master Tip's first hit?
That's Master Tip. P Master Tip doing a cover of Old Town Road.
It's not what we envisioned you to be as an artist.
I'm Master Tip. Found our hook, ladies, didn't we?
Donna and I are your managers, and we need you to go back into the studio and work on that some more.
Yes, please.
I'm Master Tip. I can see people thinking that. It's so stupid, it just might work.
Guys, I got to tell you, just changing gears here for a second, because I see this coming up. I had no idea that Halloween peeps were a thing.
Right. That they even existed.
I had no idea.
I know. I'm going to tell you why you won't be able to get them this year.
Oh, no. We've got that story and more
from P Master Tips.
A P Master Tip. Master Tip.
Coming up next. Right. Was never the right time. All right. Whenever we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Do you already have your kids' Halloween costumes picked out, Steve?
No, but we love Halloween.
I think Dev should be the coronavirus.
What if he's small enough, I just put like one of those red... Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be the coronavirus, red ball with like little bloody things.
Yeah.
What if I just put ears on him? Could he be a baby Yoda?
Yeah.
You have to buy a costume.
A baby Yoda
costume. No, she doesn't want you to home make it.
No, I want you to buy a really good costume. Oh, that would be so cute.
He was just wearing a baby Yoda sweatshirt the other day. And he has soft eyes like baby Yoda does.
Yeah, he does.
Or maybe I'm just talking like his father. Maybe I'm rounding him up. But there was a video that I posted on my Instagram, at KSTP Steve. It's stupid. But it's him falling out of a cabinet. And in that, he's wearing a sweatshirt. So people were commenting on the baby Yoda sweatshirt. Because when you have a child wearing the child. By the way, the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer came out.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it yet.
Oh. Yeah.
We should get together. Do you guys want to meet up at
11?
Yeah, like at a skate park.
Oh. No.
And we could watch it on my phone.
We'll just listen to it a little bit later. Okay, but back to Halloween. Yep, your kid's real cute. Real cute. I would like to see him as baby Yoda, for sure. Until then. All right, so Dawn, what's the deal with the peeps?
The peeps are not going to be around for Halloween, Christmas, or Valentine's Day. Now, Steve, were you anywhere around the peeps plant on the East Coast where you lived?
Because... No, I wasn't near the peeps plant. Isn't there a peeps store at MOA?
I don't know if it still exists. I think it went out of business, but I love that store. In fact, fun fact... Mm-hmm. I have a bag that I was just transporting things from the peep store. And it says peep on the side of it.
Oh.
And it's a picture of a peep.
Do you like to eat peeps?
No.
Okay.
Nobody does.
I don't think so
Bradley
either.
Bradley Trainer, I think, likes them.
All right. Well, they said that they are expected overwhelming demand for peeps next Easter. as well as their everyday candies. And so they are not going to be producing any Halloween, Christmas, or Valentine's Day peeps.
Hmm. Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing them for Valentine's Day.
I guess they're putting them out there. And their busiest time of year is obviously during
Easter.
It's Just Born is the name of the company.
Yeah,
I'm curious about their other candies.
I hear that a peep, by the way, I know a lot of people have very strong feelings about them, that they are best served roasted.
I buy that.
Because they're ultimately a marshmallow.
Steph Hansen said that they're really good in s'mores.
Oh, that I could get down with, mm-hmm. for sure.
Certain flavors of them are just really work well with s'mores.
That makes sense.
Try that. Yeah.
Oh, I
don't like normal peeps, though. I do like to blow them up in the microwave and see them explode. Their eyes expand.
You like to murder them, is what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. I also, the consistency, I do like to, anything like a moon pie, I want to squish it, and so I do want to destroy it with my hand.
Listen, Just Born, who makes peeps.
Yeah?
I need everyone to do, if you're near a computer right now, go to justborn.com. You are right, Donna. They do make Mike and Ike's. Look at the first picture that comes up on justborn.com.
Okay.
Imagine being this worker where you work in front of giant tubs of color-coordinated Mike and Ike's.
Oh,
I love
it.
Are you seeing these bins?
Yes.
Oh.
I see a bunch of women standing here.
Yeah, let it keep going. You're on a slideshow.
Okay.
Don't let those women distract
join
you.
Our
There's
team.
Candy
I'm
coming.
Kind of afraid
I
of
bought
them.
Mike and Ike socks. From the Peep store.
Did you know?
I have Mike and Ike socks. They're my favorite socks.
From the Peep store.
I bought them from the Peep store. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Boy, it's really staying on this picture of these women.
Not tomorrow.
I can't get it to
No,
move.
Go back. Go to justborn.com again. You have to refresh the page. And it'll take you to a gentleman. Refresh it. There's a gentleman
this
who's
is
looking
riveting.
Super
oh, I
happy.
See. Oh, okay. He is. He need. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh.
He looks like a little kid in a candy store.
What do you prefer, Mike and Ike's or hot tamales?
I'm going to go Mike and Ike's.
And tell me why.
I like that there are different flavors.
Yeah, I hear you.
And colors.
I hear you. You know, the interesting thing is, and you and I like a lot of the same candies, I love the variety of Mike and Ike's. If I had a nickel for every time, if I had a quarter for every time I put a quarter in a machine just to get my 8 Mike and Ikes from those little vending machines.
Totally. Not safe now. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh, yeah, probably. Dang, this pandemic. But hot tamales, the cinnamon flavor is the best flavor. But midway through the box, it's starting to mess with your overall taste buds. If you're drinking a beverage with it, the beverage now tastes different.
Yep.
It's tricky.
That's why I can't do the hot tamales, because it makes everything taste hot that you're eating.
Oh.
Do you remember Atomic Fireballs?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like Fireball whiskey, I guess.
Oh, God. What a bad decision that always is.
Same kind
is.
Of flavor.
I know. Always.
Same kind of flavor. By the way.
Red Hots, too. Those are kind of
good. Oh, Red Hots are fun. How about the Cinnamon Bears? The Red Bears?
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
Oh, sheesh.
I don't even know what that is, a Cinnamon Bear.
Oh,
they're like gummy
God.
Bears, but they're not the same consistency of a gummy bear. They're better.
They have more
flexibility.
They're less waxy. There's just something good. And they have a great cinnamon punch
to them.
They're
like dots if they were to taste cinnamony.
Yeah, they're closer to a dot than they are a gummy bear.
I really like how in touch we are with our
candies. It's where we're most kindred. Donna
texture.
And I are so different in so many ways, but if you put both of us at Minnesota's largest candy store down in Jordan,
forget it.
We
Chuckles.
Would be in the same aisles, ooing and awing at the same things.
Jelly beans.
Oh, yeah. I just love it all. Smarties. You want to open a sleeve of Smarties?
Sure.
You know
Baby
what I
aspirin.
Like?
Yes, delicious.
I love it. Yeah, give me more of it. I like those little, I think the company is called like Goetze. Goetze, and they make those caramels with the white filling on the inside.
Oh, love those.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, those are so good.
Boy, those good?
If you like those, you probably like Werther's Originals.
You know, no, because that's a butterscotch. And
oh, yeah.
These are caramel creams. by Goatsy's Candy Caramel Creams. Oh, and they're the same people that make the Cowtails. I had a season in my life. Seventh and eighth grade was almost defined by Cowtails for me. And then I had one bad experience with a Cowtail and was like, I don't think I'm ever going to eat these again.
I've never had one.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Have you had Super Rope?
Yes.
Now, Super Rope is, I think, only sold at roller rinks. And it's like at the little vending or the concession area where you could get nachos, pizza, or Super Ropes is what they had at the Chess Arena in Pittsburgh. And oh gosh, did I
so
Super
good. I gotta say Twizzlers? Though, Twizzlers are. I'm gonna have to go with Red Vines being the superior licorice.
Heated debate. Heated debate. Mm. It depends. If you're just trying to enjoy it as licorice, I could agree with you that I really like a Twizzler. If we're doubling its use as a straw, Red Vine's far superior just because you don't have to suck as hard.
Okay. Sure.
You guys have never been to that big candy store.
You should go now before really it closes. Like it.
It's going to close?
No, it won't close until...
It closes for the season.
I believe it's the weekend after Thanksgiving that is their final weekend. But can I give you a pro tip if you go there? If you go on the weekend...
Please.
I love that place, but it's a nightmare on the weekends.
It's a nightmare.
If you go there, though, a random Tuesday night, and they close, I think, at about 8 o'clock. Check their hours now, but if you go about an hour before close, it's virtually you and nobody else there on a weeknight. You're down in Jordan. I mean, it's a weekend activity for people. It is so great. They have decorated the store with all sorts of... Marvel and movie characters and princesses and everything. They've got all of it there. Star Wars.
They've got kitschy sodas that have funny names.
They have wonderful pies.
They do. They have Bloody Mary mix.
They have insects. Yeah. Like you could get like a pack of, like I got a pack of crickets a couple Thanksgivings ago and then busted those out for the kids and said, who's going to eat a cricket? And they're great.
Oh, fun. They've got Pez.
God, they should sponsor this whole show.
We just endorsed them for nothing.
And any sugar. We just
We endorse sugar. College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Call us and we'll play up next. Come on, man. 651-641-1071. Who do you think is going to win today? Is it going to be Steve Patterson or myself? If you guess correctly, there's a prize in it for you.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Dawn McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right. With a score of 70 for Steve and 55 for Donna Valentine, we are playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, a game we play every day here on the Donna and Steve Show at 10:30 a.m. We have somebody on the line, right, Donna?
Yes, it's unpaid researcher Phil.
Hey, oh, my gosh, Phil, welcome to the Donna and Steve Show.
Well, thank you. I am a foreigner to this show, but I am proud to be here.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You are
glad
welcome
to have
here, Phil.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, so, the only question I have for you, well, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from 35W heading north.
Perfect.
Where's your final destination today, Phil?
Forest Lake.
Oh, nice. Stop at Vanelli's by the lake. It's a nice spot.
Shout out to my friends in Forest Lake.
Okay, Phil, I'm interested in this. If you had to eat the same thing every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Lasagna.
Lasagna.
Yes. Oh, look at you going all Garfield on us.
All right. Now, if you win today, we're going to give you a My Talk t-shirt, which I'm sure you have, like every State Fair t-shirt, but we'll give you another one, okay? You can put it in someone's stocking. All right. Now, today's topic on the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, if I have everybody's attention, Donna, Steve, and Phil.
Kinda.
Okay, it is TV doctors. So, Phil, it all comes down to you. Who do you think knows more about TV doctors, Donna or Steve?
That's definitely Donna. I'm sorry, Steve.
Okay. Bye, Steve.
Bye.
You stink.
Okay, Steve's going to go away. You. Phil, you're going to help out Donna at the end of the game, so just keep quiet in the background while we play, and then we'll ask for your help after we're done. And the timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready, Donna?
Yes, I am.
TV doctors, here we go. Question number one. TV Guide said this show's top five doctors were Dr. Gray, Dr. Yang, Dr. Bailey, Dr. Weber, and Dr. Shepard.
I think that's Grey's Anatomy.
Question two. Name of Alan Alda's character on MASH.
Pierce.
Okay. Question three. Nickname of the doctor on the original Star Trek series.
Dr. Spock. Doctor, oh, I don't know that one, but Pierce.
This is the nickname of the doctor.
I don't know that one, but Hawkeye Pierce, I believe, is number two.
All right, so we're going to go to Phil. Phil, do you need me to repeat any of these questions? Or do you want to change any of the answers?
What was the third one? I'm sorry.
The third one is nickname of the doctor on the original Star Trek series.
Damn it. Do you know it?
Yeah. Donna, we're screwed. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. I'm going to tell Steve to come back. Okay. It's okay.
That's all right. We just like having you here. Okay. Yeah. So Steve's going to come back. Hopefully he's learned a new song while he's been gone. And we will get started.
I'm really
here.
Mad that I didn't know the third answer. Okay. He's coming back. Hi, Steve. Okay. How's it going?
Hey, what's the third answer?
Hey, Steve. Don't worry about
George
it.
George Clooney.
Don't worry about it.
George
Knock
Clooney,
it
Neil
off.
Patrick Harris.
Okay, here we go. TV doctors is the category today. And the timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
Okay, question one. TV Guide said this show's top five doctors were Dr. Gray, Dr. Yang, Dr. Bailey, Dr. Weber, and Dr. Shepard.
Grey's Anatomy.
Question two. Name of Alan Alda's character on MASH.
D-word. Oh, jeez. Dr. Tim Tom.
Okay. Question three. Nickname of the doctor on the original Star Trek series.
Nickname? Spock. Dr. Spock. Dr. Spock, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Spocky. Spock, Dr. Spock.
All right. Okay, let's go over these. The first question was very long-winded. You both said Grey's Anatomy. That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 point for Steve, one point for Donna.
And Phil.
And for Phil, name of Alan Alda's character on MASH.
No.
Ooh.
What did you say, Donna?
Just a second.
I said the right answer.
You did?
I think so.
What'd you say?
I may have given two people's names, but...
Okay.
Tell me what you said, Donna.
The answer is Pierce.
Yes.
Pierce. Doesn't that sound right, Phil?
It's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
Okay. You said Dr. Tim Tom. Donna said Pierce, Hawkeye Pierce. And that is correct, Donna.
Yay!
Okay, question three. Nickname of the doctor on the original Star Trek series. Mm-hmm. Donna said Dr. Spock. Steve said beam me up, Spocky, Spocker. The answer is actually Bones.
Bones.
That's his nickname? No Bones?
You're thinking of a different character.
Today.
Okay. You're thinking of a different character. So anyway, it's not a tie. Actually, Donna won, which means Phil gets a t-shirt.
Yeah. Woohoo! Pee-hoo.
Okay.
It's so nice to hear from you. I only ever hear your name, but not your voice.
It's always great to hear you guys on the radio.
Aww,
thank you, Phil. God love you and send our love to Forest Lake.
Yeah.
Hey, just I'm a TCL follower, too. You know I love you and Liz on that show, too.
Aww.
I know you do, Philly. Thank you so much.
And go back, go.
Okay,
Phil, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, and I'll make sure we have your right info, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Hang on there. All right, that's good. Now the score is 55 to 57.
No, it's 70 to 56.
Shoot.
But you know, more or less. Hell, teachers, baby.
Man, Steve, I don't even know why we bother.
What do you mean? Hey, no. You're doing better this year than you did last year. Last year was an embarrassment. I haven't told you this, but Dan Seaman, our boss's boss. Pulled me aside one day and said, "She's coming across like a real dim ball." And I said, "I get it, but it's entertaining."
Our boss said that? Did he say that? Did he?
What else do we have coming up? No, he didn't say that.
Text him right
now. No, he didn't say that. Please don't text him. He's got bigger fish to fry right now.
Barge into his office right now.
No, don't do that. No, no, no.
How dare you?
You can't fire me.
I quit. I don't quit, though. I will... stay here as long as you will have me.
Can't do that.
Did you hear about the Cantenna?
No.
It's a beer can with a built-in TV antenna.
This sounds like a hillbilly. In fact, I know that my Aunt Mary Sue from West Virginia is listening right now.
Oh, hi.
She's probably got a Cantenna on top of her TV. Living room furniture on the porch. You know how they do it.
Did you say Aunt Mary Sue?
Aunt Mary Sue in West Virginia.
Oh, my God, that's so cute. That's like a combination of my two sisters' names.
Yeah, she had sent me a thing to say, I love Peeps. I guess my mom had sent her a multi-flavored pack of Peeps.
Oh.
So.
Does she know that we have a Peeps store in the Mall of America?
But we don't know if it's still around. Donna's saying it's been closed.
Oh, no.
Dawn, were you planning on visiting?
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't like Peeps, but I thought maybe I'll try it in a s'more.
Yeah.
Because Steph Hansen just raved about it.
I know. I would like to roast one at some point. I've heard many people say it's the way to do it, even if you don't. Because I don't really like a raw mallow, just straight marshmallow. No, mm-hmm. Thank you. I want it roasted. It makes me. Ugh.
I think the store has been replaced. I don't know.
A Pez store would have been fun.
It's Sugar is the name of a store in the Mall of America, but it's not.
Oh, that's the Kardashian store.
Is that right?
It's owned
that's just
by
a
them.
Full candy store. Isn't that up near the new north end of the mall?
Yes.
Which has the beautiful food court. There's a great Indian restaurant up there. There's a wonderful poke bowl situation up there.
No
oh,
way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it was great.
Back to my story. Miller Lite has launched a beer can with the built-in TV antenna. It's called the Cantenna, and it can be plugged into a television, and it allows you to stream football games on their devices.
Sad hike.
That seems really weird.
I think there's a commercial for it.
Is there beer in it, in the beer can?
Nope.
Can you drink it?
Oh, okay. Well, I imagine just like, I mean, what if you just took a beer can? Let's get real country, okay? If your antenna wasn't working.
You take it off the shelves in your living room.
You could just put that on top of your, and see if it gets a signal, you know?
Oh, that's true.
You know, I remember growing up, we had we got a TV probably in our bedroom. I was like, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9. And we could only play Nintendo. And then it got like 4 channels.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having to go up there and then tightening the foil. And then my brothers who were sitting like on the beds, they're like, no, no, yes, yes, right there, right there, right there. And then you're trying to just hone in on the exact signal, which really required some crimping and crunching of the foil on the bunny ears.
I have out of my dad gave me an antenna and one of the sticks broke.
Mm-hmm.
And so
hanger, right?
I have a hanger in it.
That's real hillbilly.
It's really hillbilly. And MC saw that when he came over, I think, for the first time.
And said, you might be a redneck.
He was like, what's this here? And I was like, oh, don't worry about that.
We used to have pliers
and sit next to me.
Because the knob fell off the channel changer. So there'd be pliers sitting right on top of the TV. So you'd have to like use the pliers to change the channel.
Steve, I know that you're way younger than Donna and I.
Rude.
It's true. Go ahead. Continue. I'm listening.
Did you have like a piece of furniture for your TV? Was it a big?
We did have a TV on top of the TV at one point.
Okay.
We got rid of a TV and we had another TV on top of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Like a big cabinet thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Hell, so we had a spit cup right next to the ironing board.
Ding. Mama don't need no steam. Ding.
Oh, I always loved that one.
By the way, I know what you did there. You brought up a very bizarre story about beer and antennas and all that so that you would not have time for my story that will horrify you. But I'm going to make room for it because after the break, we will get tipsy. 5 ways to avoid saggy boobs. Practical tips. But also, there are whales.
That's your tips?
It's five practical tips. Just for the female to know how to best take care of her body. Listen, I saw the article today, and I thought we might all see this as a service. Mine feel a little saggy right now, to be very honest with you. But we will also have time for a story about whales doing the unthinkable. Are they starting to attack us in our boats now?
Oh, God.
We will get to that.
No.
Come hell or high water when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You guys see Bieber's new haircut?
It's the old haircut.
I hate it.
It's his old, there's a side-by-side of Biebs from 2010 and Biebs now with just that big, sweepy, it's kind of like a Beatles moppy do.
It's kind of got like a curl to it.
Yeah.
Does he still have that trash dash?
Oh.
I think the TS is gone.
Ew.
Ooh.
Maybe I'm looking at a different picture than you.
Look at the old...
He's wearing a red hoodie. I'm seeing it on BuzzFeed.
Okay.
What does it say? What's the headline saying here?
People have strong opinions about Justin Bieber's new hairstyle.
Oh.
That's what it says. Thank you.
For all the tears that you made. Okay.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
We'll get to the thing. We'll get to the thing. We'll get to the thing.
All right.
Is this coming from P Master Tips?
Master Tip is P Master Tip. Master Tip is P Master Tip.
Oh, God.
I like that hook because it's like, you know, it's like an awakening. Like, wait a minute. I know what it is. It's not just Master Tip.
It's P Master
Tips. It's P Master Tips. According to The Guardian, killer whales orcas, the largest member of the dolphin family, although I think we would all agree that if there was a dolphin family reunion, the orcas are the ones, the part of the family that spent time in prison. They've been ramming into boats off the Spanish coast in what some observers believe are deliberate attacks.
Oh, no.
We are all afraid of whales.
They're mad.
Well, I always think of them as gentle.
No. Shamu?
Gentle.
Dolphins, yes. I think of dolphins as gentle. Flipper.
Oh.
Killer whales, though? Reports of orcas confronting boats have been coming in from sailors, this according to Mental Floss, across southern Spain for the past 2 months. In some cases, the damage has been significant, with boats losing parts of their rudders. Some crew members have been wounded from the jolts, and they appear to not be accidental encounters. In one incident last Friday afternoon near A Coruña, a port city in northwestern Spain, a yacht was pummeled by an orca about 15 times.
Oh my gosh, a yacht.
Other attacks have seen groups of orcas, known as pods, team up to smash boats. Now, scientists aren't exactly sure what's causing this aggressive behavior, though it is possible it's just one pod that's responsible for all the attacks, otherwise known as an underwater gang. One explanation could be stress due to scarce resources in the area.
Oh,
humans fish the tuna that the whales thrive on.
Oh.
Another theory is that the current coronavirus pandemic could be playing into this as fewer vessels left port during lockdowns. So the whales may have grown accustomed to quieter waters.
Yeah.
And as activity has picked up, they responded to the increased commotion and disruption by attacking.
They were happy for a while. They're like, not this crap again.
Yeah.
Pod attack.
And they've said during some of these group attacks on boats, the people on the boat have heard the whales communicating with each other.
Do you guys remember the movie?
Snitches get snitches.
I think it was called The Day of the Dolphin. Dawn, do you remember that?
No.
You don't? Okay. The dolphin talked. And the dolphin's name was Fa. And he would go.
Is this a 70s movie?
Yeah.
Sounds like a drug movie.
Yeah, this does.
Love Pa.
Oh, no.
This is so cute. George C. Scott was in it? And it was about these dolphins that were being used for the military.
Uh-huh.
But then this guy ends up establishing this beautiful relationship with the dolphin. And he's trying to get it to go. And he's like, go, go. Because they're after the dolphin. It's real good. You should see it.
Yeah, sounds
1973,
great.
1973. I'm looking at it right now.
Have you had pho yet?
I have.
Nice.
Quite delicious. Thank you. Anyway, now how to keep our boobs from sagging? Too late.
Not just for the ladies. Guys over 40, we're talking to you too. All right.
Oh.
A plastic surgeon recently talked about bad habits that can cause saggy boobs. Here are five things he says to avoid.
What I'm doing right now. Slumping over.
Yeah, don't slump over.
Pinch shoulders back. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Pinch a pencil in between your angel wings. Don't get too much sun, first and foremost. Too much of it can cause damage to the skin on your chest, which causes wrinkles and limits how elastic your skin is. So the
crepe erase to the rescue.
Yeah, it can't hold everything up as well. You need taut skin. Also, losing too much weight too fast. Guilty, having weighed in at 196.4 this morning. Thank you for asking. Everything tends to get a little looser if your skin doesn't have time to adjust. So, you know, that happens, especially if you have really drastic weight loss. But if you've gone from obese to a healthy weight, you're like, hey, whatever, this loose skin is the least of my concerns. We'll just stitch it up and keep on moving.
Stitch it up.
Stitch it up.
Going braless all the time.
Yep.
Bras keep things from moving around too much, which can cause your skin to stretch over time. I would think if you, hypothetically, if you sleep in the buff, then you have 6 to 9 hours where things are just, hypothetically.
I see what you're doing.
Hypothetically, if you sleep in the buff, there's 6 to 9 hours where these things are untethered. And they are just going whichever way gravity
falls. It's like two tennis balls inside socks, like knee socks, coming out of the bottom of your shirt.
I saw a meme the other day of an old lady whose boobs had, she just tucked them into the bottom part of her suit and said, well, I guess I don't need the top part of this. It's fully out at the pool. Also this. Now, compound this. If it depends on how you sleep. If you sleep without a bra, sleeping on your side.
Over the years,
it can cause the ligaments in your chest to stretch. And sleeping on your stomach isn't really great either. So sleeping on your back is best. Or if you're a side sleeper, you can use a pillow to help support your breasts. So you would put it up underneath your breasts so that they're not fully going down to the memory foam.
The mammary foam. Thank you. I'll be here soon.
Very good.
Is that all you got?
I have one more.
Okay.
Smoking. Here's why. It's bad for our skin in general because it destroys collagen.
Collagen.
Along with a key protein that keeps your skin nice and bouncy. And that includes the skin on your chest. So here again, having taut skin, and you guys have seen my weenus, the skin on my elbow. If I had legitimate breast tissue, they would already be in the heels of my shoe because of how loose my skin is now. It's naturally loose. You can pull skin, any part of my body, you can pull skin off of. And I'm convinced that that's why I've never looked ripped in my life. It's the extra skin.
Sure.
I have too much.
All right. Thank you for the tip, Steve. I have a tip.
Okay. Nah. What is it?
This month in our listener rewards, you can get lit with a $1,500 lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights. We love those guys.
Love them. I got Southern Lights all over my house.
Yeah, you do.
You're never coming over, but what else can you win?
$200 Staples gift card for a home office upgrade, $100 to Dick's Sporting Goods, gift cards to Starbucks, Chipotle. You can see all of the prizes online or on our app. You can go to mytalk1071.com. When we come back, okay, so I watched This Is Paris, the movie, the documentary about Paris Hilton. I'll tell you what I think about that, and then let's talk about Kristen Bell and the beverages that she gives her children. Coming up next.